Spiritual and Totem Insights for the Day. The Heron. Well, I woke this morning to hearing the song in my head all about that bass. You know, the one I'm talking about, the one by Meghan Trainor. Yeah, that's the one. Telling us not to worry about being what society and media tells us we should be. Then I sit and shuffle the deck, and the Heron flips out with the message. Time to use our own brains. To not live by others' expectations. That's right, Heron says, shh. Just get up and look in the mirror and be happy with who you are. You are original. You are unique. One of a kind. Learn to be who you are meant to be as you. Learn to ground yourself. Learn to bring balance to your own sacred hoop by stepping carefully through the negatives and understanding your voice is good enough and your positive outlook, the positive choices we each make, can make a difference in our world. Heron brings with it the strong connection to the great Mother Earth. It teaches us to channel that inner strength and using it to ground and remain strong in the course. Be strong and balanced so that you can accomplish many things at the same time. Heron shares with us the ability to become independent, self-reliant, yet knowing when to change and adapt in life when needed. Follow your own path, not necessarily the direction that others tell you to walk. You have this, and you are capable. They teach us to be comfortable in our own being and happy, to love self and understand we are all worthy, all of good and positive things. Typically, they spend much time on their own, but know that it is at times better to be more social and step out of their comfort zones to add experience and keep the balance of all things in their sacred hoop. Use your steps wisely, as the Heron does, and take advantage of the exact moment when it is time to move in positive motions on your path. I am Bear Medicine Walker, and I am dedicated to educating and sharing the lessons, the teachings, the culture that I have been taught by my elders and journey with the world. It is not enough merely to learn those ways of our elders. We must honor those traditions by sharing and educating the world, inspiring others, inspiring our youth through the music, the arts, and the stories. Join me as I continue the Sacred Hoop Project into this year, 2016, the Year of Truths, Mataku Oisin. Music is provided by Chris Faree and is available on iTunes and at www.chrisfaree.com as part of the Wolf and the Bear Network.